The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
I think we all may have just watched the most stunning loss in Big 12 basketball we have seen in years. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference, and we are glad you are here as a part of the show. That Houston double overtime win in Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday after trailing by 6 points with 90 seconds left in regulation and then by 6 points with under 20 seconds left in the first overtime may have been the worst loss I have ever seen in Allen Fieldhouse for KU. Now, yes, you get the occasional blowout, but Allen Fieldhouse has been Allen Fieldhouse for KU basketball for decades now at this point, and especially 20-plus years under Bill Self. But that loss on Saturday was stunning. And I don't believe that it can be understated based on how vulnerable KU has looked this year into last year on the hardwood. This is a game that it would have been unfathomable to see Kansas lose, especially in the fashion that they lost. But that's exactly what happened. That game on Saturday could be a defining moment in the entire Big 12 basketball season. And let's go through it here on the show. If you're new, please make sure you are subscribed. Even if you're not new, make sure that you are subscribed to the show, whether it's on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. We're glad you're here. And if you're feeling extra generous today, I hope that you will take the time to leave us a 5-star rating and review or hit that thumbs up right now on the video. Helps us tremendously. So KU's up 6 points with about 90 seconds left. And you had a flurry of back-to-back jumpers by Uzan. You had Juwan Roberts with some clutch free throws. Kansas had some sloppy offensive possessions. The game goes to OT. In OT, you had Uzan once again step up as the big player in this game. Found Emmanuel Sharp for a three-pointer in the final 10 seconds. That cut KU's lead to three. And then with KU trying to inbound in the final seconds, he had the key steal. That led to the Wilson three-pointer, tied the game up at 79. That forces the second overtime. And I don't know about you, but once it went to two OTs, it felt like it was going to be Houston's win. I saw no way going into that second overtime that Kansas was going to win the game. And when's the last time you said, you know what, KU at Allen Fieldhouse felt like it was dead? That's the first time in my 10-plus years covering the Big 12 and owning Heartland College Sports that I can think of KU feeling absolutely decimated inside of Allen Fieldhouse. We've seen them lose twice in Allen Fieldhouse in the last 30 days. They lost the Big 12 opener against West Virginia and then again on Saturday against Houston. What Houston is doing should also not be understated, and I'll get to that here in a second. But Kansas is vulnerable. They're sitting there right now in the league standings at 5-3. KU does not have the feel where, oh my gosh, we're going up against big bad Kansas. How are we going to beat them? Do we have a chance? That shine is completely worn off. KU's not scaring anybody in the Big 12 this year. Let's be honest. Just call it like it is. Maybe KU fans don't want to hear it, but Kansas basketball is not scaring anybody in the Big 12 this season. They are right in the middle of the pack at 5-3. They're looking up at four teams in the standings as of this recording and conversation right now. You tell me how you can sit there and say beyond a shadow of a doubt Kansas basketball is in a place where they're undoubtedly a top-tier team in this league. They're not. You know it, and I know it. And that's just the reality of the situation, okay? So you got to look at this right now, and you have to admit and say to yourself that Kansas has lost some of its shine. It is indisputable. There's no doubt in my mind, and I know that you're seeing the same thing. As for Houston and what's going on there, you've got to admit that Houston has walked into the Big 12 in year two, can very well win the conference. They're undefeated. They're 8-0 in league play. They are in first place. They may win it again this year when it comes to the regular season title. And we've talked a lot the last 2 years about how some teams have struggled to make that transition, whether it's Big 12 basketball or Big 12 football. Houston came in and we thought they would compete. But let's be honest, a lot of us in the Big 12 said, yeah, Houston's good, but they did all that in the AAC. That was the AAC. This is the Big 12. Some of us said it. I might have said it once or twice. What Kelvin Sampson has built there, if they go on to win the Big 12 again for a second straight year, being in this conference for 2 years, it will be underappreciated, and it shouldn't be underappreciated. They are a true premier program in all of college basketball. They are showing it night after night, day after day. Heck, Emmanuel Sharp wasn't supposed to be 100%. He wasn't. He made some big-time plays in that game down the stretch. They are gritty. They are tough, but they are elite. In many ways, they're everything Kansas is not. Kansas is not gritty. Kansas is not tough. And they are not elite this season. And they haven't been, arguably, since they won that natty a couple of years back. Hunter Dickinson was kind of, he was tougher on Saturday than he had been in a while. But my goodness, he's not the guy that's going to get dirty for you. He's not. He was better on Saturday. But in many ways, if you're a Kansas fan, Houston is what you want your team to look like. Tough defense, chasing after balls, diving after balls, but still having elite athleticism. Kansas is missing that. And just to give you a data point that I think is really puts this whole thing in perspective. We wrote about this on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. It's an amazing stat. According to KenPom, in overtime, when Houston was at that point down by six with under 20 seconds left, Houston had a 0.4% chance to win the game. That makes Houston's eventual win the most unlikely in any of the 1,487 games between AP top 25 teams over the last 15 seasons. This was the most improbable win in the last 15 seasons between top 25 teams. Houston beating Kansas in double overtime. That is absolutely stunning. And it tells you a lot about, I think, where Kansas is right now and where Houston is right now. I'm reading some of your comments. Bracket Cat writes here, Pete, KU's vulnerability started back in 2019 when K-State and Tech conspired to end the damn streak. Then came Baylor's national dominance, Iowa State rose up, and we had a true powers in Houston and Arizona. I do think the rest of the Big 12 improved. I do think KU's come back to the pack with this group. I mean, they're a couple of years out from winning a national championship, but I think it's fair to say the gap has closed, right? I mean, that's indisputable. The gap has closed. And yes, everybody can play players. I've talked about that many times on this show. So you're seeing right now a separation at the top in the Big 12 as we get towards the end of January. Houston's 8-0, Iowa State 7-1, Arizona is 7-1. And I will give you, I think, the stretch here that is going to define the Big 12 this season. There's a stretch in mid-February as I was looking ahead at the schedule that is fascinating to me. So it's February 15th, that's a Saturday, Houston travels to Arizona. That's a 1 o'clock Central Time tip-off at Arizona. Then they turn around for a Tuesday game against Arizona State. So they're staying in Arizona for those back-to-back games against Arizona and Arizona State. That's going to be tough for Houston. You're basically going to be in the state of Arizona for half a week. Then you come home late Tuesday night because that's an 8 o'clock game on Tuesday night. And you get Iowa State at home on Saturday at 1 p.m., followed by a big Monday game in Lubbock, Texas. That is a brutal stretch for Houston. And if you want to go back even further, that stretch starts the Monday before, Monday, February 10th, they've got a big Monday game against Baylor. So they're going to need some wiggle room here. Houston's not going undefeated in the Big 12. Not that anybody thought they would. But you got a stretch there, home to Baylor, at Arizona, at Arizona State, home to Iowa State, at Texas Tech. That's over a 14-day span. You've got those 5 games, 3 of them on the road, that is going to go a long way to determining the Big 12. Because you have some Big 12 contenders in there. Basically, everybody except for Arizona State is a Big 12 contender. And those teams playing each other will likely decide what the Big 12 ends up looking like this season and who ends up winning this conference. That's it right there. So if you want to have a week or two circled on the calendar to say, hey, you know, maybe you're into the NFL playoffs, championship weekend, the whole thing, that's great. I am. I'll be at Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs-Bills game today. So, you know, if you're out there and you're a Chiefs fan, make sure you say hello. Or I guess if you're a Bills fan, but I don't imagine we have many of those with Heartland College Sports. Either way, hope you'll say hi. I'll be there. Looking forward to it. Go Chiefs. But as you get ahead and start looking at the college basketball season, that right there is the week or two where you say this is where the Big 12 will be defined when it comes to who ends up being the regular season champs. But Kelvin Sampson has just done a tremendous job. When a lot of people thought, hey, they're going to come to the Big 12 and struggle because the Big 12 is elite. And yeah, they're winning the AAC, but this is now the Big 12. And they're proven to be more than up to the task. It's darn impressive. Now, around the conference on Saturday, there were plenty of duds. That's the thing. The Big 12 basketball scene is not as deep as the Big 12 football scene in many respects. So there definitely were some duds.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
The duds included Arizona handling Colorado, UCF blowing out TCU. Bit of a surprise there. Big surprise there. Baylor handles Utah. BYU crushes Cincinnati. And then the other games that were somewhat compelling, Iowa State beating Arizona State on the road, 76-61. And Kansas State looking as good as it's looked all season, beating 23rd-ranked West Virginia, 73-60. Now, West Virginia is a team that I know a lot of us have really enjoyed watching early in the season. But they are starting to come back down to earth. They have lost 3 of their last 4 games after a red-hot start to Big 12 play. where they won 3 of 4. They were 3-1 to open up the Big 12. Now they're 4-4. They lost at Houston. Then they shocked Iowa State. But since they beat Iowa State, I don't know if they got a little full of themselves or what happened. But you beat Iowa State, and then you lose to Arizona State and Kansas State, two of the bottom dwellers right now in the Big 12. And that is a really, really bad look for Coach DeVries and this team right now. And it does not get easy because Tuesday, who do they welcome in on Tuesday night? The Houston Cougars. Have fun with that. I don't know if they were caught looking ahead or what happened, but this is not a West Virginia team that looks like it did even 3 weeks ago. So they are going to try to get back on track, but I can't put the Mountaineers right now in the top tier as a contender in this conference, sitting there at 4-4. I don't think anybody below really Kansas or Baylor at 5-3 you can make a strong case for based on what I've seen. I mean, the good news for West Virginia is the schedule does ease up in a big way. I mean, if you look at the schedule for West Virginia, they don't have a game against a team currently ranked after Houston on Tuesday. That is crazy to think in the Big 12. Now, they still have to play Baylor and Texas Tech, and those are good teams, and they might be ranked by the end of the year. But the good thing for West Virginia is that they've got the easiest road in the Big 12 I could find. They get to play Utah twice. They get, BYU twice. They get Cincinnati on there. I mean, that is, you're not going to find an easier schedule in the Big 12 than West Virginia's after Tuesday, after they have to take on Houston. There's not one ranked team left. Now, Baylor might get into the top 25. Texas Tech might get back into the top 25. But that is the thing that West Virginia has going for it the rest of the way. So that is something to definitely watch out for in this league moving forward. Now, you look around and you say to yourself, okay, what about the Iowa States? What about the Arizonas? They're right up there at 7-1. They're a game back of Houston, of course. And you've got a huge matchup coming up on Monday night. Iowa State at Arizona. What do I hate about it? 9:30 tip-off Central Time. I know it's all about making the TV networks happy, but come on with this 9:30 Central Time. My gosh, I've got to look up, and I'll do this real quick. I'm curious what they're putting on 8 p.m. Central Time. Usually that's Big Monday. So ESPN is doing a 7:30 game. So that's 7:30 Central Time between NC State and Duke. And then 2 hours after that, they're doing Iowa State at Arizona. How ridiculous is that? I mean, please. NC State's 2-6 in the ACC. You can't make that a 6 p.m. game. There's no NFL on Monday. There's no college football on Monday. What are you waiting for? Put Duke NC State at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, and then do the ESPN 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, Big Monday, Iowa State at Arizona. Why are we doing this game at 9:30 ESPN? What the heck? I'm so sick of it. I know you got to play with the TV networks, but that is better for them. I mean, Duke at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, most of their alumni base is on the East Coast. 7 o'clock Eastern is perfect for them. Why do they need to be in that 8:30 Eastern time slot? What am I missing here? That's absurd. It's just so much later than it needs to be, especially when it's not against a very good opponent. Let's be honest. It's not against a very good opponent. It's not like it's Duke, North Carolina. Then I kind of might understand it. But that's not what we're getting. No. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me with that? 10:30 Eastern time. If you're an Iowa State or an Arizona State or Arizona fan or alum on the East Coast, forget it. If you get the halftime, good on you. These TV networks just love overthinking this stuff, don't they? My gosh. Okay, now the trolls are coming in on the Chiefs. Shannon, you ready to beat Buffalo tonight with Mahomes getting 3 or 4 ghost calls? Stop. Here is my fear, okay, that the NFL is so cognizant of this made-up narrative that Mahomes gets all these calls that there's going to be a phantom call against the Chiefs late to make it look like they're not giving the Chiefs calls that screws the Chiefs and gives Buffalo the win. And you're feeding in the narrative, Shannon. Knock it off already. I'm not here for it. Not going to stand for it. And if I freeze my butt off for 3 hours and that happens, I'm going to be really pissed. Oh, man, you guys are killing me here. You really are, I'm telling you. So that's the only game that we've got on Monday in the Big 12, and most of us, I mean, I'm getting home late from this Chiefs-Bills game. I got to turn around and do a radio show in Kansas City at 6 a.m., and if I make it to see a tip between Iowa State, Arizona, I will be a happy camper. I will be a very happy camper. I'm not sure I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try my best. Now, if you didn't see this, I forgot how much I dislike this guy. I haven't thought about him in a while, but Rodney Terry, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns. Did you see this goober on Saturday? They come back, they beat Texas A&M, and Rodney Terry is going through the handshake line with his tongue out like he's Michael Jordan, going from the foul line for a dunk. This guy is insufferable. He's the same guy who threw a little hissy fit, for lack of a better phrase, when Big 12 teams beat him and they did horns down. And he went on this soliloquy about, oh, how dare you, it's so disrespectful to the game. And this clown is walking through the handshake line with his tongue out. I hadn't thought about Rodney Terry in a while. But what a jerk and a half this guy is. My goodness. And it reminds me, on Friday, I did an interview with Jocks Radio down in Birmingham. And if you're a Big 12 fan, you'll appreciate this. I did an interview with Jocks Radio. That's the big station down in Birmingham. Paul Feinbaum used to be on there. And they have me on to talk some Chiefs and a little Big 12. And they asked me, first off, they asked about Taylor Swift. And what's interesting, if you have not been to a Chiefs game, they don't show Taylor Swift on the big screen. She never gets shown. You would not know that she was in the stadium. They never show her. On TV, you can't avoid her. They never show her at the games, though. That's why I go to the games, by the way. But with that being said, they asked about the Big 12. They asked about Texas and realignment and everything going on, how the Big 12's holding up. And I started talking about Texas, and I said, listen, I get why Texas left. I'm just telling you guys in Alabama, be careful what you wish for. Texas has tried to and or nearly destroyed every conference they have been in. Right? They came very close in the Big 12. We know about the Southwest Conference. That's what they do. And it's all about the politics. They can't help themselves. So they interrupted me. The hosts interrupted me at Jocks Radio. And they said, Pete, we're already sick of them. We are sick of Texas. They have not even had Texas in the SEC for 12 months. And these guys are like, we can't stand them. Said, have fun, fellas. All right. I mean, I get it. You get the blue blood status. You get the brand of Texas. I understand why the SEC wanted them. I understand why Texas went. But there's something to be said for not having to deal with the ultimate douche of college sports, that is the Longhorns. And when the Alabama guys, this is not like South Carolina, you know, this is one of the premier fan bases in college sports, elite football, even now elite basketball, saying we are sick of Texas. It's what y'all signed up for. Not the fan base, you know, Greg Sankey and leadership, but this is what you signed up for. And to that I say, good riddance. Good riddance. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We are glad you are here. Hey, please do me a favor. It's basketball season, so some of you drop off. I get it. But if you're here because you still just can't get enough of the Big 12, you're a basketball fan, you want to keep up with the offseason football happenings, it helps a lot when you hit a thumbs up right now on the video on YouTube. Leave us a comment, subscribe to the channel. It does help tremendously. And same thing on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe and drop us that 5-star rating and review. This is really, if you've waited, this is the perfect time because this is when we need it the most, going into the offseason to keep our numbers up so we can keep giving you the best Big 12 content possible. Have a great day. Go Big 12. Go Chiefs. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com and join the free Heartland College Sports forums on the website. See you later.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.